I do think, though, that this points out something about, I mean, the reason you were caring for Jimmy Brennan was you want people to have a proper share of their life while they're here on the earth. And a lot of things can prevent us from doing that. Sometimes it's the people around us being indifferent to us, and sometimes it's other circumstances of our life. Sometimes it's a government that doesn't allow your wife to be there with you. What have been the major influences for you that have helped you to be happy or not be happy, or allowed you to be what you could be?
I've always been real concerned with justice issues. What's fair? I don't put much stock in astrology, but I'm a Libra, and the sign is a scale. So, you know, that's important to me. The notion of feeling connection with others, I think there's a concept that mankind is one. And when I first heard that, I thought, oh, yeah, all men are brothers. But since then, I've come to believe that there's probably more to it than that. I think that we're all connected in really profound ways that we may not even understand. But there's no doubt that we respond to each other. And there's also a lot of evidence that prayer works. And when people said about praying for others, that works too. And I don't know if that's wishful thinking or not, but I believe it's helpful.
So would you say that you're a praying man?
Yes and no. I mean, I don't do it as a habit. I do have conversations with God, though, or at least I talk. And I try to listen for answers.
You talked about in catechism, you know, God's everywhere, but then you start talking about other churches and kind of the indication is no, God's not there. That's how you get connected to hell. Has that kind of theology and thinking been a help or a hindrance to you?
Neither. I think that kind of thinking always strikes me as painful. For example, my mom had a set of grandparents who were Catholic and another set that were Lutheran, and they would not be in the same house together at the same time. And to me, that's always seemed crazy because they're like two shades of the same color. And then you extrapolate that idea and you think, well, you know, diversity is a source of strength. It's not a source of evil. You know, we need to know each other and find out. And so that's been helpful to me, meaning traveling or whatever. It's being open to other ideas, other people, other cultures. All those things are very beneficial to me and to other people as well.